The best weapon you can have in the Prohibition War is your mind. Fill your head with the knowledge you need by checking out this latest entry in the Russ Belville Show's Reformers Reader.
Welcome back, everybody. 30 after the hour time for our Reformers Reader. And today in the Reader, we're going to be taking a look at the newest edition of Freedom Leaf magazine. And joining us to discuss it is the editor of Freedom Leaf, Steve Bloom. How are you doing, Steve?
Hi, how you doing, Russ? How are you?
I'm fantastic. Fine. Now, we were talking about, of course, the Reformers Reader, the new issue of Freedom Leaf is just about to hit the newsstands, isn't quite out yet. Can you give us a date when people will be able to get their latest Freedom Leaf?
Well, you know, it'll be out in the next few days. You know, we go up online and we'll have a digital version up shortly, and then we'll have some hard copies available next week for the 420 celebration. It is our 420 issue, so there's a big focus on 420, a good calendar of events. We have what we call 420 by the Bay. It's Debbie Goldsberry telling her story of the origins of 420. I like to tell my story, and her story is kind of similar because we both discovered 420 at the same time at the Dead Show in Oakland in 1990 when somebody was walking around with the famous flyer telling the story of 420. They received it at the can booth, and I got it as I was walking around. And you know, that flyer has disappeared over the years, but but it told the story of 420 at that point. You know, what the people who created the 420 myth, you know, had the idea that 420 was a marijuana arrest in progress. And turns out that really wasn't accurate, but it's still a great story. And it ended up becoming, you know, the story of the Waldos, the San Rafael High School students who coined the term. They're the ones who kind of are these days credited with the founding of 420. But I like to say I discovered 420 because I got the flyer. I was working for High Times back then, and we published the flyer. I was the news editor, and it just started to spread. And, you know, High Times had a big part in spreading the 420, you know, storyline. And more and more and more over the years, it picked up, became a big deal. But what I like to say about the whole 420 story is that even though the original flyer, which, you know, was where we based it all on, was somewhat erroneous in terms of 420 being an arrest in progress. They also spent quite a bit of time in that flyer talking about the big event, you know, on 420, on 420, when everybody would get together across the world and all get stoned together. So they really kind of predicted the big 420, you know, celebration that we've been having for the last 10 or 15 years now, you know, where it's become a big deal with concerts and events and conferences and expos all happening around the same time. You know, April is now 420 month. And those guys and women and whoever wrote that stuff predicted this. So I give them a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, the story of the Waldos, I got to meet one of the Waldos at one of the events I was at a year or two ago. It was great hanging out with those guys. And I wonder if they could have even imagined that just this year, just like a week ago or so, the dictionary, I think it was Merriam-Webster, added 420 to the dictionary. I mean, that's how mainstream this has gotten.
It really has. I saw that. That's really cool.
So where will you be for 420 this year?
That's a good question. You know, in New York, you know, New York is not quite the 420 capital. And I just put together, you know, for Celeb Stoner, the yearly 420 event guide. And I always kind of pride myself in it being the best one out there. And I have one event in New York. I'm sure, you know, all the different organizations in New York, something will happen. But, you know, nobody's announced anything in New York. And I will be in Berlin starting next week. I'll be out there for the ICBC in Berlin. And I'm doing my Tommy Chong interview. And I'll be back the week of 420. So I was kind of Chris Goldstein had asked me to do an appearance at his class down in Philadelphia and tell the 420 story. It's a possibility. I haven't committed to that. Sure. And I might on the 422. I was thinking the Cannabis Festival in D.C. It seems like a fun event to go to, but I haven't really made my plans yet.
You made your mention of the International Cannabis Business Conference taking place next week in Berlin, Germany. You'll be there with Tommy Chong doing the celebrity interview. And what does this mean to y'all, making it to Berlin, making it to Europe finally?
That's going to be exciting. You know, the event was founded by Alex Rogers, and Alex is a friend of mine and many people in the marijuana scene going back many years. When I worked at High Times, he was living in Europe, and he used to come to the Cannabis Cup all the time in Amsterdam, and Debbie Goldsberry and her friends would come, and everybody seemed to know Alex. However, they were all sort of friends, and I met Alex that way. And then he was an American guy, but living in Europe. And he came back to the U.S., moved to Oregon, started business in the marijuana, you know, sector, and then started to do these conferences in Oregon and move one to San Francisco and then had one in Vancouver. But he really is dead set on an international concept, you know, the ICBC, and he's got the European connection. So he's going for it. You know, we're going for it. You know, we're going over there and bring the brand over to Germany and see how it goes. You know, I'm going to learn a lot, I'm sure. I have never been to Germany. The whole German, you know, cannabis scene will be completely new to me. I don't even know what kind of weed they have. I'm hoping they'll have some good hash, which they always have in Europe. And meet a lot of people and see how it goes. It'll be very exciting. And for me, I'll be doing my interview with Tommy Chong, which I've done now at 4 different ICBC events. And every time I do it, I shift it a little bit to wherever we are. And so this one will have a European focus. He actually lived in Europe with his wife around the time they were making movies, you know, post Up in Smoke, when Still Smoking was made in Amsterdam. And he and Shelby were living in Paris. We're living in the south of France, and I lived in Paris. I guess that's how he's got his name. And so, you know, I'll ask him to tell some European stories. You know, I don't have any idea what his Germany background might be, and I'll have to learn, because I was reading in his book, and he tells a lot of France stories, but nothing about Germany. So we'll see. That'll be sort of the different path that this interview will go. But every time it's a little bit different. You never know what Tommy really wants to focus on, but you know, but well, I'll try and steer him in that direction anyway.
Yeah. It's always fun watching you interview Tommy in those long forms. Tommy tells some great stories, and the crowd is always very entertained and informed by Tommy Chong. Also at the ICBC, I understand representatives Blumenauer and Rohrabacher are heading to Germany. Are there any other presenters that are of note that we should tell people about?
You know, it's a good question, because I thought Steve D'Angelo on the U.S. side was going to be there, and Aaron Smith from the NCIA. I'm not completely sure. I think Ed Rosenthal will be there. He's generally at most ICBC events. I haven't heard that Blumenauer was part of it, so that must be new. I know Rohrabacher is going, and I heard there was another rep, but I didn't think it was Blumenauer. Maybe you know more than I do about that. Maybe that's some new news, but I don't think it was Blumenauer, but definitely Rohrabacher is going. And there'll be just a host of, like, European experts and German experts, so, you know, that's where, you know, I'm just going to, like, okay, let's learn some stuff over there, you know?
Absolutely. All right, let's get back to Freedom Leaf for just a second, because in addition to it being the 420 edition, you usually have all sorts of activism and other articles for people to pay attention to. What can they find in the upcoming issue?
I'm pretty excited about a few things. You have an article. You did a great article about how to be a marijuana activist. There's like 4 or 5 steps you tell people to follow, and that's really good. We have an interview with Ethan Nadelman, who's stepping away from the DPA as executive director and founder. And he told me it's like his first really exit sort of interview. The most he's really, you know, focused on these questions, and actually was, you know, actually a written interview, and he's a good writer. And so we gave him the questions and he wrote it out to us, and it's really well done. So I'm excited about that. And I'm very excited about an excerpt we have from Cheech Marin's new book, with Don't Call Me Cheech. Or Don't Call Me Chong, my real name is Cheech, something like that, I think the name and title exactly. But it's really, we kind of like pick through, I love doing excerpts, and it's, you know, one of the things you notice in Freedom Leaf that might stand out, we always have a good book excerpt pretty much every month, and I love doing excerpts. I did that at High Times all the time, and, you know, it's just good writing that you can get for not a lot in terms of what you have to pay for. You might have to trade advertising, and you get really good writers, well-edited stuff, you know, that you don't have to really do much with, and quality material. And so this is a good one. I went through and kind of picked out the story of when Cheech met Chong, and how Cheech tells, you know, how they got together, which was in Vancouver. So that's also in the magazine. And all the requisite columns that all the different organizations do. I really am kind of proud of all the good writers we have in the magazine. It's developed over the last couple of years. The regular people, like in Gail Beelum and Amanda Ryman and Eric Altieri and Beth Mann and Sherry Sicard, who does our recipes, and Rick Fromer, who kind of focuses on kind of the grow scene in California. We have such a lot of good writers. I'm so proud of everybody. So it's just every month you get another, you know, round of articles from all our good writers, plus, you know, you know, hopefully some really, you know, high quality features. And I think we're bringing it in the next issue. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. One of the things I like about Freedom Leaf as well is just the format of it, that it's a smaller footprint on the magazine. So you can actually fit it in a jacket pocket or a back pocket when you're at an event. You know, some of these others, you have to roll them up and they're just kind of a pain in the butt.
Women especially, they love to slip it in their handbags. You know, it's just like I go to events all the time in New York, and I position myself by the door as people are walking out, and I make sure to get your Freedom Leaf, and they're always taking it and putting it in their little bit of handbags, and guys might even put it in their back pocket. So it is very handy. And for people who want to know, you know, Freedom Leaf is available at a lot of different stores in legal states. We don't have a real extensive list, but you'll find it Harborside and Magnolia Wellness and Berkeley Patients Group in the Bay Area, and you'll find it at select stores in Colorado and Oregon. And all the chapters we work with, from Norma and SSDP and Women Grow, they order boxes and they bring them to different events they do. If you're in New York, you'll probably get a Freedom Leaf because you come to an event that I'm at and I'm giving out magazines. That's pretty much how we do it. So, but we're looking to expand our reach, and we want more organizations to, you know, support us. We're starting to work with the NCIA. We're going to be at their event in June, and we're sort of expanding with them and hopefully kind of work with their organization as well to kind of, you know, reach out a little bit more and get the magazine in more places. It's available online. You know, as a digital version, it's also available in blog form, because we take a lot of the articles and we blog it onto the website, freedomleap.com. And of course, freedomleap.com has fresh material too. That's not just out of the magazine, but we have both. And you could get a subscription, you know, if that's probably the best thing to do, because it's sometimes a little hard to find.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of ways to get the articles. You know, with blogging these days, you know, you just put the articles. We don't put out the whole magazine, but we kind of take the highlights. You know, we just pick out what we think is, you know, I'd say 3/4 of the magazine probably ends up online, you know, most of the articles, you know, so that's, you're going to be able to find it one way or the other, but it's nice to have the hard copy. You know, it's a nice little collectible.
Absolutely. It's coming out this week online and coming out a little later in the hardcovered edition, the Freedom Leaf Magazine April 420 edition coming up. And of course, the International Cannabis Business Conference happening in Berlin, Germany next week on the 11th and 12th, is it? I think those are the dates.
That's it. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday. I'll be there both days, but my Tommy Chong interview is on the first day, on the 11th, around the 420.
There we go. So check out
internationalcbc.com
if you want to get more information on that. And speaking of the 420 holiday, I will be in Atlanta on 420 because Kevin Sabet will be there. He's putting on a Take Back 420, kind of a Project Sam national conference, and I figured I'd go crash that. So wish me luck there.
You know, I recommend you go to Sweetwater 420 Festival, which looks like the best event in the country in terms of a branded 420 event with some of the best bands you can imagine. And these are bands like Mo and Slightly Stupid and Trey Anastasio. I mean, Widespread Panic, all under the 420 banner. You should try and go. It's at Centennial Park.
In Atlanta?
I'm not kidding. Yeah. Wow. Every year, Sweetwater 420 Fest. Look it up.
Wow. Okay. Sweetwater Great 420 lineup. Fest. Is there any other national fest you can think of that are 420 branded like that?
Denver's, you know,
got one usually.
They do, and there's lots of, like, you know, the Denver 420 rallies are going to have 2 Chainz, and, you know, High Times Cannabis Cup that's around 420 is going to have a lot of good acts. There's actually a lot of good acts. I mean, you know, the Snoop Dogg Wellness Retreat, you know, which is now being branded as Mount Cushmore, that's going to be doing, you know, shows throughout the 420 cycle, you know, 418, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, that's Red Man and Method Man, Wiz Khalifa, Be Real, Cypress Hill. It's an amazing tour that's branded around the 420 season, although they don't core 420. So that's a really good one. And it's like fun stuff. Even my friends at Magnolia Wellness, they're doing a farmer's market in Oakland. They always do something fun. That's with Debbie Goldsberry. So they're kind of the founders of the 420 events, really. They did the first ones at the Maritime Hall in San Francisco, which Debbie reminisces about in an article. But so I'm thinking about, I'm going to be in Europe, so I have to kind of rethink it. It's going to be 1620, I guess.
That's right. So they don't do 420 in Europe. They do 24. They got it all backwards.
Well, right.
Steve Bloom is the editor-in-chief of Freedom Leaf Magazine, and also at celebstoner.com if you want to catch up on the entertainment and music news. And one quick thing before we go, I saw a meme the other day that told me that Wiz Khalifa spends $10,000 a month on marijuana. Do we know where?
I don't know. But did you hear the other story about him? He got in trouble down in Medellin because he went to Pablo Escobar's grave and put a joint. And they got mad at him for being so respectful to Escobar.
Yeah, I think Conan O'Brien's joke on that was, we will not have you desecrate the tomb of cocaine with marijuana.
Right.
That's crazy. Right. Well, Steve, thanks for stopping in and talking to us. And good luck with Freedom Life. And have fun in Berlin, Germany. Wish I could be there.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'll catch you next month.
All right. Steve Bloom from Freedom Leaf. Check him out at freedomleaf.com. You can get that magazine and get it online, or visit your local SSDP Normal or Women Grow chapter event. They'll have copies as well. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have time for the radical rant, how medical marijuana keeps marching into the pharmaceutical box canyon when we come back.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.